Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your support. I'm grateful to all of you who voted for me to be a chairman of this working group, SC3 and WP3. As some of you know, that I have already experiences with chairing of the committee for our technical and other requirements dealing with in navigation CESNY. I did it during the period of COVID, and now I'm grateful that I can chair this group, which is rather more international and not based only on European Union and Europe. So I hope that we will do a good job within this year and next year, and that we will also deal with a lot of challenges waiting for us. I'm also grateful that we can meet in person today. I was here in July very shortly with my colleague Mr. Raban, and it looked very, very strange to be in nearly empty meeting room. So I hope that now we will come back to the original format of meetings, and we will also have a chance to meet informally during coffee breaks or maybe before and after the meeting to solve some topics. Thank you very much once again, and as time is pressing us, we already spent some time with the very important procedure of votes. We will continue with agenda item 4, dealing with workshop information and computerization technologies and intelligent transport systems in the inland waterway transport sector. This item was scheduled for 10:30. We have now 11:30, but as we are on the first day of our meeting, I hope that we will be effective and we will catch everything on time. So I would like to give the floor to Mrs. Ivanova to give us a short introduction, and then we will continue with discussion about concrete points. Thank you.